One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Well, I got news for you, Joey D. As we await the arrival of Mikey V. First things first, Joe, it's good to see you. You sound like shit.
Yeah, I look like I'm in a bunker somewhere in Russia, which doesn't help either. But yeah, I've been battling. I don't know. I never get sick, but I've been battling whatever fucking bug this has been for, it seems like, 2 weeks now. It's unbelievable.
Can I tell you what I think your problem is, Joe? I think your problem is you refuse to medicate. You're not one.
No, this time I surrendered.
Did
I've
you?
I've been on Benylin. I've been on Tylenol.
You've been on what?
Benylin, Tylenol, sinus, and flu, and Advil, and fucking, I don't even know, hot water, lemon, honey, fucking prayers. I mean, I've been on everything.
You're having a rough day.
Today's been rough. Today, you know, we were supposed to go back to Vancouver, to LA, which, by the way, I haven't been home in over 7 weeks.
That's what I think.
I have not been in my apartment.
Well, I want to wait till we have the arrival of Mikey V to discuss further.
Where is this guy?
Well, he's coming from Staten. You know, he's been spending a lot of time in Staten Island and really a place that you don't want to spend time at.
Well, you know what? He banged himself.
Yeah.
That's, it's just... Nothing good comes out of Staten Island aside from what's his name, Pete Rose.
You know,
no,
what,
Pete
Joe?
Davidson.
You're gonna have people in the comments that are gonna have a problem with you saying that. You know what? Fuck them. Because
did you watch the movie The King of Staten Island?
Terrible movie. Terrible.
I actually kind of liked it.
Did you?
I mean, it was kind of his thing. You know, it was like
I love Pete Davidson.
Didn't you see him in a comedy show like ages ago
at high school
or some shit?
It was college. It was Fairleigh Dickinson University. They did a comedy night for the baseball team. You're allowed to bring your friends. And me and my dad left the comedy show. This was before Pete Davidson was Pete Davidson. And we said that guy was far and away the best comedian out here tonight.
Did you go up?
Did I go up?
Did you go up to run a little like comedy skit?
No, it wasn't for me. I wasn't a.
I thought you were doing comedy. Like I thought you were doing live comedy shows back then.
That was in Miami, and I had a run of four really good shows, and then they made me a headliner, and I got a little.
Do you have the brochure from your headline days?
No, it wasn't like a big headline thing, but I was last up, and I was allowed to bring as many people as possible. So I invited half of the UM football team to come, and I was on a roll. I thought I was the man. I mean, this was it. And
oh, you bombed, didn't you?
We ended up drinking prior. And
oh, dog, why would you do that?
Yeah, we did a pregame, and then you go to the green room, and I didn't know that the comedians would be drinking, and so we drank there. I was so bad. They were buzzing the light to tell me that my time was done. I didn't see the light. I didn't. Joe, you know what you need, Joe? You just need to rest. And I know that sounds crazy.
It ain't gonna happen. You know what now? Well, I will save the story for Mikey V, but I get in tonight now at past midnight in LA at LAX, and I gotta be back at the same airport 4 hours later at right before 5 a.m.
It's air and are you putting the blame on Air Canada?
Oh, you wait and see what I got for Air Canada today,
yeah.
Show.
And I got a buy or sell for you today I'm very curious to see if you love it or you hate it. I don't think there's any in between on what you think of the buy or sell tonight.
Well, that's always like the buy and sell. I don't think you're not always going to please somebody with the sell.
No.
And the buy, I think if you're buying something, I think for me, it's easier to sell. But if you're buying something, it's got to be universally accepted as a good buy. Otherwise, just keep it in the back pocket.
But I don't necessarily agree with that to where, like, I think you could surprise some people with some buys to where they say, oh, yeah, you know what? That was a good buy. Like, a lot of times, like, you selling airplane food last week, I don't think there's anybody that's going to come in and buy airplane food. You know what I mean, Joe?
Yeah, I would agree with that. Unless maybe you're, you know, maybe Air Emirates has something to say about that. Maybe they have, maybe they have something to, you know, to go ahead and toot their horn about in that discussion. I've never flown with them before.
So I got news
for you. Are you in Jupiter right now with Paige Spiranek?
Yeah, I am.
What in God's name are we doing in this world, dude?
I don't know.
What the fuck are we? What are we doing with you and Fat Perez with Paige Spiranek? What a world we live in, man.
There's times where I was looking over at Perez and I like, you know how I always got the phone going on? Like, there's times where I would go around the tee box and I look and I see and I look over to them and just to see them standing side by side. I mean, it's quite.
Talk about a couple of hourglass figures there. One bigger than the other, but very, very voluptuous, you would say.
Yeah, yeah. Just both voluptuous. Just out of curiosity.
V-U-L-U, P-T-O-U, O-U-S.
You're a good speller, so I was just curious that it...
Let me see if that's right. Hold on. Let me see if that's right.
Well, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, we had a little preview here, but we have a young man who is doing...
Oh, it's U-O-U-S. U-O-U-S. Okay.
We have a young man here by the name of Mikey V who did whatever he could to make himself out of Staten Island today. You know he's got a family. He's a father of two. He's a beloved husband. A devoted.
I swear he was in like the Italian job trying to get back to.
Hey Joe, not tonight, pal.
Not tonight.
Not tonight, dude. I'm fucking dead serious, bro. Not tonight. I'll walk the fuck off this podcast.
I will walk the fuck off this fucking podcast.
Come on. No, this guy wants to break balls. I'll start breaking balls back and no one's going to like it.
He's a ball break. No, he's a ball break.
Ooh, this guy needs a Tums. Your heart pressure is gonna, you need something for your heart blood pressure, dude.
More than that, pal.
What the hell did you just go through to get you? Your
nothing, Joe. It's just it never ends, bro. You don't like it just doesn't end. It just doesn't end. It just never ends. There's just it's
celebrating Labor Day.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I got a good sell. I got a good sell for buy or sell too. I got a great
buy or sell as well. But Mikey, I got to say,
start with the buy or sell.
Well, we could
mix it up.
Yeah,
we came could. In hotter than a fucking.
But I like this energy. What you before do. Joe D?
Of course, you like this energy.
I just said the guy came in hotter than magma. It's just all I wasn't even coming at you.
I mean, Joe, you subtly do. I mean, I'm not stupid. You do. You make.
I said
little,
the Italian
the Italian job. You like these little things you say. Like, Joe, you can try that with some of your other friends, but don't try it with me because I pick up on it very quickly.
You know
very
what
quickly.
I know,
and that's
about...
fine. And I, you know, I love
the it. Italian job is where they have to race in those little minis.
I thought it was a good joke. You know what I've noticed about Joey D is. Because we have the Brilliantly Dumb Show live draft coming up this evening for the folks that are listening on Tuesday.
Oh, yes.
Jesus Christ, man.
That confused me only because you said tonight. So I'm like, what the fuck? Now I'm like thinking, oh, my God.
Yeah, I really – by the way, I had to book a hotel by the airport for me, Perez, and Paige for tomorrow morning. When I tell you this hotel I booked is nowhere near the airport, it is absolutely nowhere near it. I am.
Why'd you book it?
Just we needed something by the airport because we got to get up really early tomorrow. It's so my geography is disgusting. But you know what I noticed about Joey D? Like in the group chat with the Brilliant Dumb Show group chat. First off, him and Dickie Gass are going to end up in an octagon one of these days. That is a clash of the titans.
You see, because Dick says a lot of things.
He can't help himself. The guy can't help himself, you know? It's like a dog going up to a skunk. It wants to sniff it before it gets sprayed. You know, that's what's
going to
happen.
Going up to a skunk. Okay.
I mean, it comes around football season that he starts getting a little chippy in the group chat.
Yeah, he's nowhere to be seen. All of a sudden, he's taking shots at everybody and everyone.
He thinks he's playing head games. He's so sick, he thinks he's, like, getting in people's heads and, like, he could, you know, affect all the shit that goes. It's crazy.
He enjoys that shit, huh?
He really does. He really does. He really does. Really
do
does.
You enjoy getting a little chippy in the group chat, Joey Day?
I'm not normally chippy in the group chat. I'm normally a fun loving, you know, universally like easy go lucky guy.
This guy's on one, dude.
I'm saying I don't
happy go lucky.
But my point is, I don't cause riffraffs in the fantasy chat. Now, in Gambler's Digest, I'll poke the bear with Mikey V from time to time.
Okay, that's okay. Gambler's Digest is a sacred, but which, by the way, I think is really coming back. And as good as the podcast,
thank God, because that thing was on its fucking last.
It was on life support.
Yeah, yeah, it was, man.
Well, it's tough though. I think everybody's just so much more exponentially busy than we were like when we started it like 2 years ago. I just think like everyone's just fucking all over the place, so it makes it a little tough.
You know what? I to be honest with you, I think you guys are. I got to be better. I'll have some accountability. I think my group chat game is as
Boy, your texting game in general stinks.
Well, you know, yeah.
Well, I'm saying, Bob, I'm not trying to throw you to the dogs, but if you're going to count an accountability test for a guy who's on the phone for 12 hours a day, it's hard to get a text back from you from time to time.
I'm good. Joe,
this sounds pretty bad.
Joe, but by the way, you're pretty high up on the totem pole. I'm pretty good. I mean,
No. I'm saying with me, you're pretty good with the text.
Pretty good about you.
But I'm saying there's other people who've told me that you're pretty terrible texter.
That's fair. I mean, Mikey, I think with you, I'm good. When you do a side, the thing with the group chat is you have other people that can handle it. You have other people clocked in to where you don't have to be there all the time.
Sometimes you get too many group chats too. It makes things difficult.
I got a couple group chats that I could do without.
If you had to remove from one group text, what would be the one that you'd remove from?
You can't say that because you're going
to say it. Oh, I'm gonna say
it. Okay. If he says Gambler's Digest, we're done.
No.
He would never.
I'll tell you this, and this saddens me to say, but the Send group chat that we had with our friends and best friends, it's sad to me because there was a time where that was the only chat running. It was the best, and it's sad, man. It's like we got to get it back, but there are maybe too many group chats, but those are our best friends from back home, and we have one more football season left with these guys, and I'd like to see it come back, but it's dead right now.
The guy who suffers the most is a yard dog because he always puts in 100% effort.
Yeah, Mikey, by the way, Jake Yardley, we're going to give a shout out to. You've seen him in the Brilliantly Dumb Show chat now with the fantasy. Does he not bring so much to the table?
He does.
I mean, he's engaging. Yeah, I think he's engaging. He's an engaging guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he engages. His engagement is very good. Yardberg.
Mikey V's not a fan because he's from Philly.
That's not true. Dickie's not a fan because he's from Philly.
Somebody wasn't a fan.
Dickie's obnoxious, really is, man. This guy. I wasn't going to say obnoxious. I love
Can I tell you something? I like Dickie Gass in real life. Like when I hung out with him in real person.
See, that's why it's difficult.
But he's a phone troll. He's tough troll.
He, knows he gets to people. And that's I agree with that statement, though. I do agree
with that
statement.
When I hang out with him in real life, I really enjoy him being – I think he actually adds instrumentally to the dynamic of the group. But on the phone, he's a fucking troll. I'm sorry. I'm going to call as I see it.
Oh, boy. Hopefully he never
hears. He's already coming at me, so you know what?
That could be the end of it.
I like Joey D with that Joey D with that raspy voice.
Yeah, you're like fucking Barry White.
Yeah. He's
Yeah, let's get it all.
Yeah, pretty good.
All right, fellas, do we want to get into our buy or sell?
Yeah,
let's get into our buy or sell. I feel like you guys are really, really ready to come in hot. I'm happy to set the table and let the big boys eat. Sure. I got a buy or sell that I've had for some time, and it really, really hit me that I needed it for the Brilliantly Dumb Show. In regards to the steakhouse, okay, I'd like to sell the sample tray that they bring out to start of the raw meat where they show you. Maybe sample tray wouldn't be the right word, but where they show you the different cuts of meat and which, you know what I mean? I almost think we're at the point where if you don't know by now what the sirloin is, what the ribeye is, like, come on, like we know now. And you know what? It's almost, I get it's far, you know, part of the presentation. The servers don't want to go around doing that. And I almost think it backs up service to a degree where, you know, when it takes that long, it's quite the presentation where they stay there for a while. And I've never had where they've come over and because of the tray of them pointing out the different meats that I've changed what I was going to do because of looking. I think we speed up the service and I think we forego the steak sampler tray.
Stupid. I think it's all for show. I think it's ridiculous.
Yeah, of course.
I think it's ridiculous.
Normally I would agree, but when we were at Cut, if you ever see a Hokkaido snow beef, the marbleization on this wagyu, it'll make anyone who sees that will change their order to order. The marbleization on the Hokkaido snow beef, the wagyu is so fucking prominent. I'm telling you, Bob, it's a game changer.
I know, but Joe, that is the point.
No, there's like 1% of the population who could go out and eat that on a regular
and
basis.
Eat that steak. I mean, we're talking about regular steakhouse. I mean, we're not talking about a Michelin star.
Wait, what's it called again? What's the name of this? Wagyu. I've heard of Wagyu.
No, no, it's Hokkaido snow beef. It's so because of their...
That is so outrageous.
No, it's not. In Japan.
No, I know, but it's an outrageous name, though.
It's called Hokkaido, is the area. It's high in the mountains. You get a lot of snow. It's very cold. So the beef, they accumulate higher levels of fat in order to stabilize themselves for the cold. Mm. And because of that, the marbleization that you get on that beef is second to none. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not denying.
I know snow beef. I mean, where would we be without it? And what could we do if we weren't able to order it?
I would actually like if any of the listeners have ever heard of it in the comments to show love, because I bet you a lot of them have.
I'm sure that I would never question the quality of it. There's no question it's got to be the upper echelon of steaks. I'm not even arguing that.
I just think
what Bob is saying, that it's just an annoying thing. Yeah, yep, yep.
Yeah, no, Joe, I bet you it's terrific. And you know what? I would like Mikey V to see where Joey D were. I would love a dinner at Cut Steakhouse with Joey D and Mikey V.
I feel like I've been there because I saw so many videos from inside of that place over time.
I mean,
that
was a great
Bob
time.
Basically lived there while I was working. Yeah. Guy was getting dined like fucking King Louis the IV.
Yo, what is wrong with this? What do you want today, man?
I've had a long day, Bob. Yeah, I've had a really long day.
I'm gonna let Joey D get into it. because he got banned by Air Canada today, Mikey, because he couldn't.
What happened?
He's gonna get into it. He couldn't take the dog crate onto the flight, but he said he put into the Bob the Sports Group chat. He goes, I'm going to blow a fucking gasket. I'm getting banged by Air Canada. Next business flight to LA is until 9:30. Not next flight. Next flight might be at 7:30. He said next business flight is until 9:30.
Bob, I have to take business, and you'll understand the story as soon as I share it before you jump to some conclusions.
Go ahead.
Before he starts pretzeling, right?
Oh, yeah. That's Annie Ann's is coming in hot. I'm going to tell you right now, I am selling Air Canada. I am so done with these clowns. First and foremost, God forbid you ever get a flight that has Wi-Fi on it anymore. It's like pulling teeth. It's they're so behind the times, but that's not what I'm selling for. Today, we get to the airport.
Today. Go ahead.
Get to the airport this morning. I got to get up early, get there at 8 something in the morning. We're taking the dog, so we're going back to LA. I haven't been home in 7 weeks. It's like I don't even know my own home anymore. So I'm excited to go home, even though tomorrow morning I got to fly out to fucking Cincinnati, the middle of buttfuck nowhere. Pardon my language.
Whoa. We have a lot of loyal listeners from the great state of Ohio. Dude,
Skyline Chili, some of the best.
Yeah.
Skyline.
The Bengals, Joe Burrow.
Bengals.
Yeah.
Bearcats.
Joe Burrow isn't a brilliantly dumb fan.
Well,
yeah, it's true. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe soon would be nice. Yeah. Anyways, I get there, we check in, we go through all the you know rigmarole, and you know right out of the gates, we got all these bags and stuff like this. So I'm bringing all the stuff in, and it's so stressful. We get into the lounge, everything's fine, and then we come to go to check in, And I saw Nicole's name on the TV screen. Let me tell you something right now. If you ever see your name on the screen before the boarding process, you're in for a bang job, because it's never going to be something good. She goes to the front. They say, we believe that the carrier that you have for your dog doesn't meet the requirements to fly.
Oh, God.
Meanwhile, this is 20 minutes before we board the plane. We've gone through two different levels, checked in. No one said anything to us. We've been at the airport for almost 3 hours. So I said, no, it should be fine. This is under the, like, I show them the specs. It should be under the requirements. Okay, Joe, they say
Joe,
fine.
Joe, what? So what? No, I'm asking. I'm honestly asking. What specs did you show them?
The Amazon purchase for the specs for the carrier.
Wow.
Right? They have the list of things.
The dimensions and
everything. Yes, the all dimensions. Right. Height, length, yeah, weight, everything.
Yep.
So then we go through. We come to board on. Then this dumbass stewardess comes up. Oh, no, you can't go on. I'm sorry, Bob. I'm going to tell it how it is. You know, maybe she's a nice woman. Today she didn't do her job well. Anyways, she starts giving us a tough time. She says, you can't come on the plane. I said, what do you mean I cannot come on the plane? The carrier's too big. I said, how do you even know it's too big? She goes, it's too big. I said, can we at least try it? So they let us go on the plane. I can't fit the thing underneath. Apparently, you have to put it underneath the seat. It's not fitting in the seat. She's like, you have to come off the plane.
So she was right. It didn't fit.
I guess to a degree. But my point is, that I have not been told this for 3 hours.
You know who might be to blame here, Joe? Amazon might be to blame here.
Well, don't get me started on those guys. Anyways, so then we go off to the side. They leave us in the tunnel area, like off to the side. We have to get by all the people who are boarding. We're in this hot tunnel. The dog starts diarrhea all over the floor because he's panicked and he's stressed out. And you know, he's poor little guy. And then, you know, she's saying, you know, blah, 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 and this and that. I'm like, okay, what do I got to do? Get me on a new plane, whatever. I'm like, this is totally ridiculous that no one told me. I've been at the airport for 3 hours and 20 minutes before, after I saw multiple different people, went through security. Nobody told me that this thing was a problem. You know, I got the next flight out and I have to take business class, Bob, because economy, it doesn't fit. The dog doesn't have enough space to go underneath. Well, so I booked.
What are the specs for economy?
Probably less in business.
Okay. All right.
And you, I mean, you know, you.
I feel bad for it. I feel, I, wow.
What? Anyways, no, I mean, the long, I, mean,
the long story it's short fair, is that it was just a miscommunication nightmare.
Oh, by the way, don't first class shame me either, by the way, Mikey, because guess who's flying into Chicago?
Wait. Who's first?
How did I shame you?
He said Bobby first class, and I said, wow.
That's what I said.
Bob, you flew him first class?
Oh, I didn't. No. I didn't fly him first class. I didn't know until the seat was already purchased that he's coming in first class to breathe.
The invoice?
No, I haven't got the invoice. Now, look, Mikey V deserves it. He's a big, big product of Breezy. By the way, the official sponsor of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. And look, Mikey's even pushing the envelope for us to where he's doing so many promos for us now that it's making us be like, fuck, we got to step up our game too, which is great. BreezyGolf.com. But don't first class shame me too, Mikey.
I didn't shame anyone.
Okay. All right. Maybe I'm out of line.
I think so.
All right.
Anyways, I got to go back to the airport now. It's 4:38. I got to be back there in an hour and a half for another whole fucking 3 hours.
I lost it on
the one stewardess. And I actually, Nicole said I kept it together pretty good, all things considered. I just said, she kept saying, you got to get a new carrier. I said, I have the thing that pissed me off is his old carrier was at Nicole's house. So if they had told me early on, I could have had her mom or dad drop the old one off and we still could have made the flight. But it's a miscommunication bundle of, I don't even know. So now I got to go. I don't fly until 9:30. I get into LA at like 12:30 at night. And I got to fly tomorrow morning at 6:00.
So just to confirm, Joey D, are you buying or are you selling?
I'm selling the shit out of Air Canada.
Why? Okay. Never mind.
And you know what? I don't understand why they make it look like if you're taking a dog on the airplane, it's like you're bringing a UFO. It's like no one's seen a fucking dog go on a bloody airplane. You know, it's not like it's a big
German Shepherd. Why don't you board the dog?
What do you mean board him?
Like, that's board what he did. Dog. Like, that's what he did. That's what he did.
I did board him.
No, like, why don't you keep him at, like, one of those dog sitting places when you go because, away for a couple
his
days?
Home is in L.A. We got to go back home. Hey, dude, come here.
What is wrong with this guy today?
Dude? I don't know.
He is.
No, like, I want to know, like, why? Never mind.
No, because I'm not going to put him in the cargo. The guy, he's precious, precious.
No, not in the cargo. Like, why didn't you leave him at? Why wouldn't you? How?
Well, he was gone for a while.
I was gone for 7 weeks, so we brought the dog to Vancouver.
Was she gone for 7 weeks?
Yes. Yes, I haven't been home.
What is that? What is that to board the dog? How much a night are we talking about there to board the dog?
To bring him on the plane?
No, not to board the dog. Mikey V's version of board the dog. They put it in a hotel.
Well, we've done the doggy hotel when we went. When we went to Vegas, we put him in a doggy hotel for 4 nights.
What is that?
It was like
$60
a night. It's totally reasonable.
That's not bad. That's not
but
not
for
bad.
7 weeks, I'm not going to see the dog for 7 weeks.
No.
That's a lot.
I didn't realize that you were both away for 7 weeks.
I'm like, I paid 2 months worth of rent. I haven't been in my apartment more than
you're
because
you're
Bob, before that we were in Tahoe. We were in San Diego.
You guys have been burning the candle at both ends. It's dangerous. Right,
you can tell I sound like a broken down freaking
wall. Well, you know what, though?
Jalopy.
Good problem to have.
What's that?
Good problem to
have. A jalopy?
Yeah.
It's like a rundown car. It's like a bombed down car.
Kind of like that, Mikey.
Yeah, it's a good
one. Why don't I know that? Why
Joey Jalopies.
Joey Jalopies. That's very good. Jalopy Joe.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like Sloppy Joe.
Kind of.
All right, let's go over to your buy or sell. You could start off by selling Staten Island if you want.
No, I would never do that. I like Staten Island, but I'm gonna sell. Yeah, I do. I'm gonna sell holiday Mondays. I'm gonna sell these holidays that fall on Monday. I think they should reconsider making these Friday holidays. Memorial Day, Labor Day. Why do they have to be on a Monday? Why can't they be on a Friday? I think a Friday holiday would be a lot better. I think Thursday, you roll into Thursday
Mikey,
night.
Sorry, Mikey. He's got his hand up.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Joe.
Well, I didn't mean to interrupt. I think it's cool because then some people will take the Friday off and then you got a 4-day holiday.
Back or you to can you, take Mikey. The Monday off. Back to you, Mikey.
My whole thing is that I just think that the Friday off would just be better off for everybody. Friday off, Thursday night, you could really have a nice time. Friday, you got all day. Saturday, you got all day. Sunday, you're already used to Sunday being that day where you got to get ready to go back to work Monday anyway. My week now is in fucking shambles already, and it's only Monday because now I got to reorganize.
Your week's lessened.
What?
You have a shorter week.
It is a shorter week, but it my whole routine, I'm a creature of routine. I just think the Friday would affect the routine less. I think people would have less anxiety about it because you're starting the weekend on the holiday day. You're getting that day out of the way. You got your extra day. It's gone. Now you roll into a regular weekend. You're acclimated to that. Everyone knows how to prepare and deal with Saturday, Sunday. Everybody's used to that. They do it every week. They're accustomed to it. You throw me a bonus Friday instead of this bullshit Monday, and I could roll with that. I could really do something there. But a Monday, it's like you do something on this Monday. I got to worry about now Tuesday. A fucking Tuesday is the worst day of the week, except for the fact that this podcast comes out on Tuesday. But other than that, Tuesday is the worst day of the week by far, in my opinion.
Yeah, I like it. Okay. I like to sell. I really do. I like to sell. That's three sales across the board for the boys. Yeah, we're coming in hot. We're coming in real hot. I gotta address something that happened recently, and I honestly want your guys' take on it because I had heard it from a third party that this had gone down. Two things in regards to the only subs that Mikey V is doing, and well, no, Mikey, I'm gonna give you good promo.
Now I'm gonna tell you, if this is going down the road where I think it's gonna go. I really don't want to hear it.
Mikey, Mikey, come on, man.
I know already from Joe Snicker, and I don't want to discuss it.
No, well, let's just take this one at a time. Let's just.
I don't even know what he's bringing up, but I kind of think it's juicy.
Sure, yeah, sure, let's just take this one at a time. By the way, I'm not pretzeling here. I'm honestly asking. The first thing that I'm asking in regards to the Only Sub, and before we even start, Mikey, why don't you plug the Only Sub? It's the best time of the year to be on Only Subs. Tell them what you do over there on Only Subs.
There's nothing to talk about. Everybody knows what I do over there on Only Subs. It's the quickest growing, most intimately knit group of individuals in the sub community of Instagram. Everyone will giggle about it, but nobody's running a subscription service like me on Instagram. Nobody had thought of this idea before me. I'm the first to ever do it. Okay, I'm the first to take advantage of it. I'm the first to create a sub community of people who like to gamble, who like to have a brotherly relationship, talk about issues, talk about this, talk about that, you know, motivational stuff, gym stuff, picks, all these things that we talk about there. And for the price that I'm giving it to you for, I mean, you can't afford not to be a part of it. That's the way I look at it. And it's going in a great direction. We'll keep it going in a great direction. Join now. Click subscribe.
I swear the guy just invented the light bulb.
And you see, that's why I don't like talking about it, because Joe likes to. Joe looks down on the things I do because he thinks he's on this pedestal.
What do you mean I look down on
the things? Shut the fuck up for one fucking second and let me finish. Let me
pay you every month.
One fucking second, Joe. Let me finish. Joe sits on the top of this fucking mountain that he invented in his fucking big Canadian head. And everything I do, he snickers at. And
what do you mean?
Everything I do is a big fucking
I'm a
joke.
Loyal subscriber to
yeah,
this fucking
Yeah. What do you were in the chat. You were causing chaos in the chat last week. You were calling it only losses or whatever the fuck. You said something insane. It was just crazy. It's just, it's repetitive, psychotic behavior, Joe, is what it is.
I called it only beats.
Yeah, only beats. There you go.
Because it was two bad beats. It was two horrific bad beats the first day of college football. Sure, and I wasn't even coming at you. It wasn't even coming at you.
Well, let's just address.
It was two horrible beats in a row.
Well, all right.
College football started with a bang before you know the lunch money was
just
gone.
Let's just address the first stage of this. Let's address the first stage, and we're going to get you on your way to your airport, Joe. But the issue at hand is Mikey V had given a lock into the Only Subs, which is a subscription-based service where Mikey V gives out his handicap picks that he likes. Now, what I had heard, and I had heard was that Mikey V gave a lock of what I believe to be was the Yankees, and they were playing the Astros. I could be wrong on the teams, but the bottom line is Joey D went into the chat and faded Mikey V's lock. So Mikey V put in the team like,
that's true.
And then Cutsy had the
I didn't know what the pick was before.
To go in and say, hey, guy, Mikey V, you
that's not true,
it,
by the way. That's not true, by the way. He had a first five pick. He had a first five pick, and I had a full game pick.
Go ahead. I had the Astros.
First five
over 3.5 runs or 2.5 runs,
I
want to
say. And I had the Yankees for the game.
And Joe had the Yankees for the game. And, you know, he came in hot and heavy. He's like, Yankees money line tonight, boys, after I gave out the Astros play. And then 2 seconds later, he backpedaled and he goes, but let's get Mikey V's pick to hit first in the first five innings, and then we'll start rooting for the Astros or the Yankees, boys.
By the way, I engage a lot of the Only Subs because they chat, and I used to message them back, and somebody was like, Cutsy, what are you on today? And this was prior to knowing I did not have the intel of what the pick was yet. So I said what I had was Yankees money line, and that's when I realized that Mikey V had the over Astros because they're playing – what's his name? Who was the pitcher they were playing? That guy who stinks.
Severino.
Severino.
I thought you had. I thought you faded the money.
No, I didn't fade anything. No. No, there was no fading. Of
I
the
thought
money
you had.
Well,
I thought
it
you...
was. It was only fading in the fact that we were rooting for the Astros to. It was either over Astros runs first five or Astros
yes.
to be in the lead through five. I think
it was
actually
over.
I think it was Astros minus 1.5 through five,
yes.
which I loved because Severino's a bum.
He'll go on the ESPN app and he'll go into like a Mets game and he'll join. He'll look at the live chat of what's going on in the chat of what people are saying, which to me is one of the crazier things that I've ever heard. He does it every game. He does it for NBA games, and he watches.
The app is called the Score app, Bob. It's very good.
Oh, it's on the
Score app. Got it.
The Score. All right. Shout out to right. Score.
Fair enough. And then, Mike, I do just want to give your take. I just do want to give your take on part two. Okay.
Oh,
I do. I do. I know,
by
I
Joe's it. Reaction, I know what this is going to be.
No, Mikey, but I'm not. I'm not.
No, I know. I know you're not. I know.
I'm not trying you at yep. all. I'm yep. in regard to the Only Sub.
Go ahead.
I just want to ask in regards to the Only Sub again. Mm-hmm. Watching it from afar, you know, part of what makes you so great, Mikey, is you can pull back and you don't have to. Like me and Joey D will always want action. You know when to stop. You know when to pull back.
Mm-hmm.
You had put up an Only Subs and you were having a good day. You put up an Only Subs of a pick that came from different intel.
Two picks.
Even worse. Two picks.
Two picks. No, because I'm transparent. You'll never catch me in a lie over this stuff ever. I take it very seriously.
But they're in the Only Subs to get the Mikey V picks to where.
That's true. However, when I was given these picks, number one, they came from an extremely close confidant of mine who usually is very good with some of the directions he will lead me in. I'm not going to discuss who it was.
Does he go by the name Nikki Diamonds?
It will not be discussed who it
was. Was this a Nikki Diamonds play?
But here we go.
Was this a Nikki Diamonds play?
When I was given the plays, I researched them a little bit and I did back them, and I would never put out a pick that I personally don't back. So they may have come from the spark and the idea of the picks may have come from somebody else. But when I looked at it, I really did say, okay, these are good to go for me too. I like them. The only pick I had that was completely independent on Saturday was Tennessee, the first half Tennessee, which by the way, looked like it wasn't going to hit. Tennessee had a score in the last 10 seconds to cover that because they had a nightmare performance. They fumbled a punt. They they dropped a touchdown pass on like a 70-yard bomb. And then yesterday I had the Florida State LSU first quarter over, which looked like that wasn't going to hit. LSU goes right down the field and they get stopped from the 1 yard line 7 times in a row, but it did hit.
So
the North Texas, South Carolina picks were my picks with the idea and brought to me by someone else. And I like them. I like both of them and I put them out and I'll own it and I'll wear it. And I wish I hadn't put them out in retrospect, obviously, because if I didn't, I'd have a winning record in college football so far through 2 weeks.
But
as it stands, I'm down one game. I got to make that up. I know that.
I will say though, it's a lot.
But why then in the group chat did you say, just know my pick today was Tennessee. That's it.
Because that's true. And that's a group chat to my friends. That's not a group chat to the fuck it. I'm not sending that out and making excuses to people who pay for the service. I'm not going to do that.
But like, that was Tick a conversation jumped on that there. Pick. Tick jumped on that pick thinking it was your pick because he
it
wanted
was,
to ride.
It is my pick, though. I put it out. It's my pick. I own it. Like I said, I'm owning it. It's my picks. I own it. Like, it is what it is. I'm not going to not count those picks. So right now on the college football season, I'm 3-4. I lost those two games yesterday.
Well, I guess that I'd confidant be should be wiped out of the picture.
It just proves to me a certain point. And the point is that, you know what? I'm a lot better than I give myself credit for when it comes to handicapping these games. I'm being dead ass serious. I really am being dead serious, bro.
What the fuck is that?
That's a weird pillow.
What
very weird pillow.
What the fuck is that, dude? Get that. That looks
it's an
like
interesting
the most
pillow.
Uncomfortable pillow I have ever seen in my life.
That is maybe one of the most preposterous turnarounds I have
yeah,
ever
that was crazy.
In this podcast. If that came out of my mouth, you would be on me like
crazy.
White on rice.
Yes,
crazy.
I would be, Joe, because you don't do this for a substantial amount of income. I do. So I mean, this is what I do. I have all these people following me on that subscription service because they know what I can do. Like, it's not like I'm like, it's gotten to the point now with Only Subs where it's like funny, but it's not funny anymore because like, it's a serious thing to me. Like, there's a lot of people who count on these picks. When I lose a pick, I want to explain something to you, and everyone who's an Only Sub listening to this can hear it. When I lose a pick, the amount of anxiety and, like, anger I feel is legitimate, bro. Like, it's not bullshit.
He was furious that one day. He messaged me later in the day.
Dude,
Bobby said I wanted to break my TV.
That Saturday, the first Saturday, bro, I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to make it through the season. If I'm going to lose games this way, like, I can't lose games that way. Like, where it's like, I know it was a good pick and it loses. Like, I just, people should know like that, that like eats away at me. Like I fucking lose sleep about that shit. That's the truth. Like it's the truth. Like I take it very, very seriously. So I will say like, I don't need, not that I'm so good, but I really think I've reached a point where I really should never. It's hard in the gambling world when all your friends like to gamble to not listen to your friends sometimes and not take guys who you trust when they give you something like you want to listen to it. You want to take it, especially guys that you know have a proven track record or good. But I'm at the point now where I really, really just would rather prefer to just roll with what I'm going to roll with out of all due respect to everybody involved and just do what I'm going to do, because that's what I think got me to the point I'm at. And that's what I'm going to continue to do.
So if I called you up and said, I have a lock of locks, you wouldn't take it.
I would, but I wouldn't put it out. I don't think I just wouldn't. I don't think it's right. And I think what, you know, what you guys are saying, I wouldn't put it out, but I would take it. You know, I'm a writer, Joe.
This would change a lot. It really would. I just got to ask one question. Was it Nicky Diamonds? Because that if they're going to fall on the sword, let it be on Nicky Diamond's sword. That you can live with.
Yeah, I don't think Nicky Diamonds would take North Texas.
I think he would. You don't think Nicky Diamonds have some sort of...
I mean, Nicky Diamonds would take fucking Southern Mississippi State if you thought they were a
Nicky Diamonds, the games that I have taken from Nicky Diamonds have hit. It is some of the craziest...
Buffalo.
Oh,
no, Buffalo is my play.
The Nicky Diamonds games are some of the craziest games you've...
So then it probably was Diamonds.
And I like it because then you're like, okay, maybe he's rigging this shit. Because we're like, I can get behind some crazy... You know what I mean? I want it... When Diamonds gives you a pick, you want it to be from somewhere that you've never heard of. Like, you want a crazy...
Now, I'm glad we had a bounce back last night with the Florida State-LSU game. That was very important to me. And I love that game. I'd been eyeing that game up for weeks because I knew that game was coming. And I was eyeing that up, and I'm glad we bounced back on that one. Tonight, I probably, if we weren't recording a podcast, I probably would have dove into this Clemson game a little bit, but it's too little too late. Look,
boys, I will say this. The podcast... I mean, we're all better off in football season. I think this has been a tremendous episode, even just a week building in the group chat. Things get better around here during this time. They really do. So we're back. We're going to go to our top five now. And today,
Joe had his hand up, though. He did.
I didn't see that. My bad.
I wanted to make a request, but then I realized it's kind of not my place to say it. So
I'd like to hear it because it involves me and he doesn't want to put any more undue stress on me, but that's okay, Joe, I love you. So
that's
go ahead.
What's
the request, Joe? Here's one thing I'll just preface this with. Don't say like from now on, when I put out a pick, am I going to specify where it came from or
no, what? It has nothing to do with that.
Okay. So go ahead.
But it does have to do with your picks.
Okay, Joe, go ahead.
I think why you do it is so that if it loses, it's a swift, quick death. And if it wins, it's a quick win.
What, first quarters?
Can we get away from just all the first quarters or first halves? Because you want to enjoy
Joe, you want to enjoy. Hold on a second. I put in four plays, college plays this weekend. The first quarter and the first half play both won. The games
that
I went.
I'm not saying that to not do it,
you don't win consistently trying to bet spreads. That's what I keep telling people. If you try and nail spreads, this is what the best handicappers in the world in Vegas who set those lines. It's a lot more difficult to hit those. That's what they spend all their concentrated effort on. I can't do that, Joe. I can't do that.
If you trust the first quarter the most, you take the first quarter.
I'm not telling not to take first, but it's just it would be nice to watch the whole game from time to time.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Joe, you're acting like you're not going to throw in another wager. You're not just sticking with my picks, Joe. You're all over the board. I mean, you're on TCU, you're on this, that, and the other thing. I mean, you're betting game spreads left and right.
Florida State was a good pick. I'll give you that much.
We're back.
I'm glad we hit it anyway.
Fellas, we're back. Let's go ahead and let's get into our top five. This is going to be top five. This is a Bob top five.
This is an interesting top five. I'm surprised you picked this.
What's wrong with
that? Yeah,
because I didn't think you watched a lot of television.
Oh, no, I do. You know, the one I think I've watched more documentaries than I have movies.
Movies? Okay.
Yeah, I like
every single one is going to be a sports one.
That's probably true also. I was imagining like four out of his five would be sports or three.
No.
Really?
No. Wow, I mean, I wouldn't blame Joe for saying that because usually it would be an all sports thing, but no.
I know one that he's got for sure. I think I know two for sure that he's got for sure.
I think my list is going to surprise you.
Really? Okay.
I really do. It's kind of bizarre. I could take a lot of shit for it. Number five, long time ago, I used to love it. Number five, Super Size Me.
I see that I had you pegged for
you
Super
did,
Size
did you
Me.
Really?
Yeah, 100%.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, see,
that's
right.
That's
that.
Your wheelhouse. I have that
yeah.
also on my list. 100%.
I would not have guessed that. And I thought you guys were going to give me shit for that.
No, no, I have it. It's on mine.
Oh,
great.
Okay.
Great.
I got Super Size Me at five. Number four, I'd be shocked if any of you guys have. I think some of these 30 for 30s are great. I also think these new Untold ones, the Gator ones, all that is great coming out. Number four, 30 for 30, Marcus Dupree.
Okay.
Damn. Crickets. Yeah, no, I loved that one. Did you watch that, Mikey?
Yes.
Okay.
Wouldn't make my list, but it was good.
All right. Yeah, I really liked that. Number three, I have the Murdoch murders.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Good.
You think that that thing's over, and then a whole new wave of shit hits you. Number two, I have The Last Dance.
Yeah, knew that was going to be on there.
And then number one is going to be Tiger King. I think that's the craziest.
It's good.
I think it's the craziest. You just didn't see it coming?
No, I didn't at all, but that's really good.
Craziest documentary. Yeah. Ever seen. All right, let's head over to Mikey V.
All right, five, I got OJ Made in America. I thought it was fascinating, the full doc on the OJ trial. A lot of stuff that maybe you hadn't known. The whole thing is fascinating to me. Four, Bigger, Stronger, Faster. If you haven't seen that one, it's great. It's about steroids in America, steroid usage. I think it's fucking fascinating. Bigger, Stronger, Faster. Three, Super Size Me, same as Bob. I had to have that in there. Two, Blackfish, about the SeaWorld orca. Yeah. I thought that was fucking insane. And then number one, I have Last Dance. I thought Last Dance was like one of the greater 10 part. I mean, I thought it was epic. I thought it was just so epic. And you don't see Jordan ever get interviewed like that.
Yeah.
So to me, it was just worth so much just to see that aspect of it, just to have him interview that intimately. So I got Last Dance at one.
I feel like I'm missing a really good one. And I feel like Joey D may hit it. I don't know what it is. I got no issue with that list on Mikey V's behalf. Joey D, take it away.
At number five, I had the Fyre Festival. I thought that was absolutely
that was
unbelievable.
That's a good
how
one.
How these people pull the wool over these young people's eyes, man.
Now he's doing another one.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You heard? You didn't hear that?
Serious?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
He is.
Dead serious.
Who is dumb enough to buy a ticket after this guy?
Or maybe it's
going to
be a banger because he's got to make up. He's got to throw a rager. Maybe it's going to be sick.
And it's not. It's going to be a flop. Fyre Festival of five. Number four, give me the Tinder Swindler. That is unbelievable. Bob, have you seen it?
Yeah, no.
The Tinder Swindler.
It was
Tinder Swindler. That's good, Joe. That was good. That was good.
It's a great documentary. Absolutely unbelievable. This guy is a maniacal psychopath and absolutely, again, just a con man of epic proportions. Number three, Don't Fuck with Cats. This was something to behold. Have you guys seen this documentary?
I didn't love that. It was too freaky. It was eerie.
It was unreal. They tracked this guy down, the cat community fighting back against an absolute, I don't know. I thought it was really interesting and really cool and really fun. Give me that at three. Number two, I'd have Tiger King. I gotta say that it was during the height of the most
COVID
TV that I've ever watched.
Yeah.
And it was just, it was preposterous from start to finish. The guy's is just a nut job. But it was riveting TV. So give me Tiger King at two. And number one is Last Dance. I think too, it was so cool, especially growing up. And Mikey V and I, we watched the Bulls like in that era. I don't know. Yeah. Bob maybe was younger, a little bit younger than us when that happened.
I don't remember it.
Yeah, I remember watching those finals.
Yeah, I remember
pretty vividly. Was unbelievable. And to see, the takes of Jordan, but even the episode of Rodman, to see what a nut job that guy was going off to Vegas during the playoffs.
He's like, listen, coach, I need a break.
Crazy.
This is what it is.
I mean, it's just like the stories and hearing Scottie Pippen talk about his stuff. It's just, it's pretty wild, man. It's just like the greatest team ever assembled. Maybe probably the biggest dynasty aside from maybe you could say the Patriots are up there too, but Celtics. Just to see it and to see like the aura that Michael Jordan has, it's, I think that's tough to beat. Plus it's sports. And you know what? Every episode, they wanted you to keep coming back for more. I actually found it streaming online and I watched all of them straight through before they released the other ones. That was my number one.
All right, Mikey V, any issues with any lists up here?
None.
Yeah. I got no issue there. Honorable mention, I loved it. The new Florida Gator one, the Untold one with you didn't like, I mind you, I hate the Gators. I'm a Hurricane guy. I thought it was fucking awesome. I thought
it was a fluff piece. I just think to get Urban Meyer into that and Tebow, they had to make it like real, like fluffy, you know, everything is great.
I can see that.
Like they didn't touch on anything about Hernandez. They didn't touch on anything about the Pouncey brothers. Like they glazed over all the awful, insane shit.
You know what? It made Urban Meyer look great and he needed it. He needed it bad.
Yeah. I love Urban.
Just them training and watching the train and the shit that they were doing.
The locker room footage was incredible.
That was crazy. That's my honorable mention. Joey D?
Amy Winehouse, unbelievable story. Oh. And you know, whether you like her music or not, this girl went through the ringer. She was super talented. Unbelievable story. Sad finish, but a great documentary.
Mikey V?
I think it was the 30 for 30, or it might have been the Netflix, the whatchamacallit. Oh, no, it was Netflix. It was Netflix, The Untold. The Netflix Untold. The Manti Te'o doc was insane.
That was crazy.
That was insane. I couldn't even... And I really didn't know the real nitty-gritty details of everything. I mean, just...
Mikey, I thought you were going to have on your list the what do you call it? The guys who used to go in the ring, the huge guys. They just came out with the thing on Netflix. Not Arnold Schwarzenegger, the guys who Nitro and all these guys used to be
the American Gladiators?
Yeah, American Gladiators. Really good too. I thought you were gonna have that on your list.
Yeah, no, that was really good. That was really good. But you know, Gladiators came and went. It was so quick. This like the Te'o thing, I was so much more like involved with watching. Like Gladiators, I was very young, but Manti Te'o, I remember that very vividly because I was watching college football and was really comprehensive as a sports person at that time. So that's why I would say the Te'o documentary.
Fellas, I got news for you. We're back. Football's back. Gambler's Digest is back. But most importantly, the Brentwood Gum Show is back. Mikey V making the schlep from Staten Island. We appreciate you. Joey D back to Air Canada. He goes. No place better than the Brentwood Gum Show.
If they turn me down with this other carrier,
there will be
an Instagram live from the airport.
We love you.
I think there should be one either way.
I do too. Yep. I do too. We love you. We love you, Joey D. We'll see you next time at the Brilliant Dump Show.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.